The legislation would recover money by imposing a 90% tax on corporate employees who got payouts from companies that received at least $5 billion from the government's Troubled Asset Relief Program, or TARP. Targeted are highly paid employees with annual family incomes exceeding $250,000, but the measure would apply to dozens of financial institutions and banks involved in the government rescue program. In debate, Democrats said the legislation responds to public frustration over million-dollar bonuses at a time when Americans are trying to cope with an economic recession, a credit crisis, and massive job losses. Democrat Charles Rangel, who initially opposed using tax methods to recover government funds, says lawmakers are not trying to dictate to the private sector, but are sending this message.
And it's not our job to tell the private sector what to do. It is our job to say you don't do it at taxpayers' expense.
Republicans called the bill a political charade, asserting that the Obama administration knew well in advance that AIG, which received tens of billions of dollars in federal aid, would be paying bonuses. Republican leader John Boehner and others pointed to a provision in the $787 billion economic stimulus bill Congress approved in February as proof the Obama administration could have stopped the bonuses.
This political circus that's going on here today with this bill is not getting to the bottom of the questions of who knew what and when did they know it.
Controversy continued to swirl around the stimulus bill provision that effectively authorized bonuses at companies receiving taxpayer bailouts as long as they were locked in before February 11th. This includes $165 million handed out by AIG. Senate Banking Committee Chairman Chris Dodd said he yielded to Obama administration requests in including the provision. Administration officials said Dodd gave no indication it was related to AIG. Senate Republicans echoed Representative Boehner's assertions that President Obama, in signing that stimulus legislation, accepted language approving the AIG bonuses. Senator John Cornyn referred to remarks by President Obama in which he said he would shoulder the ultimate responsibility for the government's failure to stop the bonuses.
The president graciously said, you know what, fuck stops with me, but I have to say that's not a good enough answer. We have to know what happened, why it happened, so it won't happen again.
There was more fiery debate later as Democrats and Republicans clashed over a non-binding sense of the Congress resolution also crafted by Democrats. That measure, which failed to gain the two-thirds majority vote needed for approval, states that President Obama is appropriately exercising authorities Congress granted him in the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act, the stimulus, including steps to recover funds from AIG and prevent companies receiving TARP funds from giving excessive non-performance-related compensation payments. Republican Spencer Backus of Texas and other Republicans asserted Democrats were forcing a symbolic endorsement of President Obama's policies when questions remain about administration actions.
How can we come here today, after all we and the American people have learned this week, and say that everything the president has done is appropriate? The American people recognize the absurdity of such a statement, and so should we.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said House actions were sending two important messages.
One is that the administration should continue in its efforts to recover the money and prevent these bonuses from going forward. And the other is that we want our money back, and we want our money back now for the taxpayers.
Legislative moves focused on AIG but also targeting other companies are also underway in the Senate, where one measure would impose a 35% tax on companies paying bonuses and a 35% tax on employees receiving them. Meanwhile, more disturbing news emerged from a House committee hearing on Thursday, as it was revealed that more than a dozen companies receiving government bailout funds owe millions in unpaid taxes. Congressman John Lewis said a Ways and Means Oversight Subcommittee examination of tax records showed that 13 of 23 companies benefiting from TARP owe more than $220 million, with two companies owing more than $100 million each. Dan Robinson, VOA News, at the Capitol.